Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Sunnyside Up today. Oh, my loves, I'm just back from an incredible weekend conference up in San Francisco. I was up there for Wisdom 2.0, and it was really just divine in so many ways. And I'm feeling very lit up, very inspired, a little physically tired, but emotionally and spiritually high, high on heart, as those of you who know me know what that's all about. I am feeling super charged and really deeply inspired to bring a lot of what unfolded and was seeded and manifested and some of the co-creative energy into all of that which I'm cultivating and which we're all creating together. So lots and lots of exciting movement I'll be sharing around today in the show. And for those of you new listeners, I want to welcome you, as I know we have so many new listeners every week and every day really in the archives. It just amazes me to see where and how people tune in different ways and how all of you get to share the show too. So if you enjoy what you're listening to, as many have said, it's the best kept secret in town. I don't often promote it, but it gets out there, word of mouth, and people lovingly pass it forward. And I'm just so grateful that you guys do. And I keep it real, and I really share from my heart. That's what this space is about. It's amazing that I've been doing this for over 4 years now. I'm kind of amazed myself, actually, that it's been one of the most consistent commitments that I've held in terms of dedication to each and every one of you and to the beautiful souls and hearts that I get to work with. And I'm just so honored to know that it lands and that it resonates and it speaks to you. And I'm so open to the conversation as well. So please know that I love listening and hearing from you. And I'm very responsive with emails and through social media. So please be sure to connect with us there and me directly. You can do that through my personal email, which is heartrise@jessiemay.com. Or ridelove@jessiemay.com. We got a love flow going on. Jessiemay.com in general is also a great resource where there's a calendar and updates on what's going on, and we'll be adding lots more as there are many exciting projects and events and just exciting things happening in the mix. So if you are enjoying what you're hearing and you want to learn more, you want to be a part of this growing, beautiful HeartRise tribe and community, very heart-centered, and just empowered in our hearts and supportive of each other. And we celebrate, we get down, we have fun, and it's all about encouraging one another and cultivating our unique gifts and offerings in the world and honoring that as we go, as we ride this wild heart highway together. So that's what this is all about, and I'm just so excited to have you with us today. And I'm going to jump into the topic in just a moment, but I do want to just share a few little updates, as there are lots of exciting things happening in the hood and globally. I've got some beautiful offerings happening. Some are here local and some are all over. Some are virtual, and Tulum is on the radar, which I'll mention in just a moment. First thing, wanted to speak to and share that tomorrow night I am facilitating and the main speaker with Marianne Williamson, which is such a deep honor, and I'm so looking forward to an event called, put on by Living Holy, an incredible local production company here that puts on these amazing events all about integrating what it looks like to live holy. And they do indeed put on an event, let me tell you. I mean, from an elixir bar to all the different aspects of living holy, and this month's theme is all around love. So I'm going to be igniting and opening the space with some HeartRise meditation, setting the tone around a discussion, and conversation about love, opening up our hearts in that space, and then continuing the conversation with Marianne Williamson, one of my absolute faves and mentors and friends, and really looking forward to it. There's all kinds of other fun in the mix, so check it out. I do have a little emailer that we'll be sending out tomorrow morning, and there will be there's info as well on Living Holy's website, and you will find some we'll be posting today too. Just getting back from a big weekend, so we're just getting caught up. There's so many exciting things happening, but you will be able to find info on our social media pages today about that too. So if you're interested, you can also shoot us an email if you're not able to find more about that. I do believe it's close to sold out, but if you're interested, it's going to be a beautiful evening. That's tomorrow night, Wednesday. Also, the powwow was epic. We had our monthly powwow last Thursday night, and it was just magic. From Cassia, who's like a mama lioness, surfer extraordinaire, literally pro surfer, and such an incredible soul, entrepreneur, heartfelt, brave businesswoman leading the way with her integrity and her vision and her social entrepreneurship and her incredible mission. So she was just amazing. We had Mary Beth LaRue, who I just adore too, and with her Rock Your Bliss and all of her yoga projects and what she's got going on, so much beauty, so much grace, and a beautiful share from her too. And then we had Brooke, who's such a dear, sweet, kind, loving goddess of an entrepreneur with Renewed Juicery, sharing her story and her juices and her yum and her experience, and what a story too. And that's what we do. Powwow, we get to bring together incredible luminaries who come together. We have conversation. We get our heart rise on, so we really open this space up and ignite hearts. We play. We get our boogie on. There's music and yummies and food and atmosphere and vibes. So the next one is March 17th, and the tickets go fast, and we do have limited capacity. That's in an incredible space here in Venice. So if you're interested in that, definitely check it out. That, too, will be going up on the site. I believe it may already be up. So stay tuned on that. Be sure to grab a ticket if you want to join us. March 17th, it's the third Thursday of every month. So if you want to come along, please do. I'd love to share the experience. And slowly but surely, we've had more and more men joining us, although it has been more feminine in its essence, in its calling. Men are very welcome, and it's really about leading with heart, brave heart, and cooperative, creative energy. And in that mix, of course, it's all about coming together as men and women, and how do we move forward as a cooperative collective, supporting each other on our journeys as entrepreneurs, as change makers, as visionaries, as human beings, really participating in our lives. And a really magical night. So I highly encourage you to join us for that. Also, so much coming up. Oh my God, I'm excited. The Den Meditation, beautiful new space in Hollywood. I'm bringing it over that side, my loves. I know many of you have requested that I bring Heart Rise Meditation over there. So starting Monday night, leap year, I'll be over there, super excited. 9 o'clock, we'll be doing a candlelight heart rise meditation to unwind, plug in, recalibrate. Really beautiful heart rise meditation if you haven't experienced it. And the space is gorgeous. It's going to be a really nice way to open up the week, connect in, and really just invigorate, energize, and release whatever you're holding, opening the space up and plugging into that gorgeous heart power aliveness in a den of all kinds. I mean, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous space, really beautiful. So looking forward to that starting next Monday, the 29th, will be the first session. There'll be weekly Monday nights at 9. Also, lots of fun workshops happening. Den, Wanderlust, stay tuned in March. I've got some juice cooking. All of this is going to be up on the website, the incredible Wanderlust space, and please stay tuned. I could say so much more. Last two things on updates with projects and events because they're exciting. And one is the Visionary Journey, formerly called Creative Visionary Journey. It's the Heart Rise Visionary Journey because it really, the creative piece is all about connecting with that heart, radiant integral soul energy, which is what RISE stands for. And it's that heart vibration that we activate on this journey together. And for any of you wanting to really step into your passionate purpose, your fuego. We talked a lot about that last week on the show, and if that triggered or tickled your fancy, then do join us. We really have fun. It's 18 women globally who come together in a virtual space, video styles. We throw it down. We have a good time. I share a lot of very valuable content. And all of that, which I've come to know and really craft and cultivate over my years, coming up on 9 now as a coach, and really a lifetime of working with and supporting entrepreneurs and badass businessmen and women in living from the heart and really owning that truth and getting clear with conviction on what that passionate purpose is and the why and the heartbeat of it all. So it can serve you if you're wanting to know what that is. It can serve you if you already have a business or a project that you want to take to the next level or get some real support and clarity on. It can really support you in so many different ways. So check it out. Lots more info, some testimonials, and more on the website under HeartRise Visionary Journey. We are filling up fast, my love. So if you're interested, we've got a few spots left. But do reach out. I speak directly and connect with each and every one of you to make sure to curate quite a group, because this is the 7th round. I'm only offering 1 this year. I usually do 2. So if you're interested, check it on out. Last thing is Tulum, happening mid-October, full moon week. The magic is on. We get our wild heart on in Tulum. It's such a beautiful experience, and I am so excited. We're already taking names and sign-ups, and the dates are just being consolidated now, but the dates are locked and confirmed, and all of the yumminess is coming together behind the scenes. So if you want to join us, please reach on out. You can do that through the website, too, under retreats. Exhale. Wow. So that's a little update on some of the goings-on. As you know, you can always find me on the beach here Saturday mornings for HeartRise Meditation. That's my secret sauce jam, where we have a nice intimate gathering and lots of other things happening. So do come and find me, find us, our growing beautiful tribe. And I look so forward to it. So today I want to dive in. And together, I'd love to invite everyone to just plug in as we really open up into this space. I want to encourage you just to, even if you're driving, without taking your hands off the wheel, energetically you can bring a hand or both hands to your heart if you're able, and if not, you can do it with awareness. And just allowing yourself here to drop in, connecting to that heart center. And let's take a nice, long, easy breath in, connecting with our hearts. Opening, sourcing, breathe in. And soft, easy exhale, letting go. Beautiful. Let's do one more breath together, breathing into that radiant heart center, your power center, your engine, your source. And soft, easy release, letting go, softening, releasing. Beautiful. And just coming home here in your heart. And just by doing this at any point in your day, it's always such a gorgeous way of recalibrating. Really allowing yourself to drop back into your heart, your truth, your center. So with today, I want to really look at what has been something that I've noticed is coming up for a lot of people as we surprisingly move into, I can't even believe it, we're well into February already. But it's something that comes up no matter what time of year and wherever you're at as you listen to this. It's more about this idea of resistance, and how it can actually be a powerful indicator, a powerful invitation. So I want to really kind of look at that piece and just take notice for yourself. As always, I love to share ideas and insights and things that come up in my own life, in my clients' lives, in my group work, and just paying attention to some of these powerful themes and unpacking them together and sharing some of what comes forth, some of the inspiration, some of the tools and ways in which you can get into that inquiry, because ultimately you all have your own best answers. And when you get to drop in and get really honest and really real, you can always uncover what's really there. So the first step here around this piece of resistance is just noticing if there is any. So just check in with yourself. What is resistance to you? How does it look? How does it feel? Are you finding yourself facing any of it specifically right now? Could be in your physical body, could be in your mind, maybe in a relationship or a specific situation, work with your business. Just noticing, where is there resistance right now? And let's have a look and see if there's a way to maybe consider how our response or reaction to the resistance may have a little something to do with the very resistance itself and how it's playing out. Because this is the thing with resistance that I've noticed that's super powerful, is resistance is only as powerful as we let it be. And such is life, such is how, you know, all of these bigger ideas and themes and behaviors that play out really unfold in that way. So it's really the power we bring to whatever fill in that blank is, that it will have sway, it will have hold over you. So this is just like a big aha unto itself, because when we start to consider, wait, if I actually kind of feed that resistance, as we've heard before, maybe not, but resistance, what we resist persists, yeah? So we want to really pay attention to this notion that it's only as big as we make it, yeah? It's this opposing force. But as we resist it more, it creates more resistance. Yeah, we're kind of building on it. And we've been so conditioned in our society to reward resistance, to reward this struggle, this hard working, this like, oh, I'm stressed out, I'm working so hard. It's almost as if there's this reward, it's an invisible reward system, but it's toxic. And we tend to sort of put people on pedestals for working so hard, or struggling is something to be revered in a sense. That there's a sort of invisible language around, oh, that poor, you know, we kind of revere this this struggle, if you will. And, you know, when we uncover resistance as an opposing force, as swimming upstream, as being this kind of obstacle of sorts, instead of really embracing it, because really it's actually just an energy, and it's how we embrace or approach this energy that will determine how the resistance impacts us. So when what we focus on is in opposition to what we're feeling, we're creating resistance. So just take a moment to try that on. If we're opposing what we're really feeling, because we've got such wisdom within, and when we let those feelings be felt and known and released, there's no resistance. It's when we actually bring our attention and our awareness to those things that are out of sync with what we're really feeling that we create the resistance. That's the very source of resistance. It's a dissonance between our thoughts and our feelings. It's this disconnect between our true loving self and our well-being and this idea of self, this conditioned self that we've strived to create, that we've been so practiced in playing, these labels, these stories, these masks, these learned notions and judgments. That's where this resistance shows up. And what ends up happening is it causes discomfort, because there's the non-simpatico. There's like this out of syncness between what we're really feeling inside and the role we're playing, yeah? So that's kind of how we're going to jam on this. And I want to encourage you and invite you to really pay attention to where resistance is in your life. And may it actually be a little key, a little kind of hint as to where you may transmute, where you may actually allow that to be a guidepost for this rebirth, this renewal this transformation instead? What might it look like to alchemize that energy, to change, to shift that energy? What a powerful principle, what an idea to think that when we have resistance, it's actually giving us a cue. It's actually showing us, shining a little light. It's letting us know. So we've got to kind of check in with where the resistance is happening for us. And it happens for each and every one of us. And instead of giving into the resistance and resisting more, which is what tends to happen when we let the resistance kind of run things for us, first we want to pay attention to where is there resistance? Where might there be resistance? And resistance shows up in so many different ways. Often it can be subtle and sometimes it's big stuff. And this resistance can actually block our experience. It can block our creative impulse, our co-creative possibility, our cooperative spirit and energy. And instead, if we let that resistance, and it was so beautiful being up in San Francisco this weekend because, you know, in a sense, there's this bigger conversation that was happening. For those of you who aren't familiar with the conference, it was really a meeting of where kind of business and entrepreneurship and the spirit of leadership meets mindfulness. In all of its incarnations with a strong kind of wellness undercurrent. And there's this spirit of where there is resistance, there's something to be paying attention to. And this was just a strong kind of take-home for me in terms of, you know, when we notice where things maybe don't feel quite right, that there's something for us to pay attention to. And instead of it being kind of this problem, that it's more my experience from the weekend and the take home, and that's sort of what the inspiration for the show was around, what if we were to, instead of looking at all the places where we're challenged, instead of kind of seeing them as challenges, what if we were to actually reframe them and see them as invitations, as portals, as openings for renewal, as the very keys that open the door to possibility, to potential, to our truth, to our co-creative aliveness? What would that look like? And that's some pretty powerful fuego. That's some powerful aliveness. It's some powerful energy that when we come together with this spirit of we can transform, we can transmute through uniting our energies, through connecting our energies, as opposed to resisting what is, how can we allow that resistance to show us where a shift wants to happen. And when we start to align with others in this same energy, in this aliveness, it's incredible what's possible. So this can happen for you listening in a relationship that you're having, whether it be a love relationship or something, you know, on the family side or in a work context. If there's resistance, what if you paid attention to see where that might be an actual call to love, an invitation instead to soften and transmute that, as opposed to a place for you to resist more? Because that resistance causes this dissonance, this discomfort, which then spirals out and just grows and hardens our hearts and then causes us to be more right and rely more on the mask and the masquerade and the script. And it's uncomfortable, and it perpetuates all of those discomfort feelings, the anxiety, the fear, the frustration, this energy of opposition. It just builds. So instead of moving through it, it just hardens our hearts more and causes more discomfort. So I really want to offer to you this spirit of looking at how can you in your life pay attention to where resistance lives. And just observe, what might it look like instead for you to open to this as an invitation? Imagine. What might that look like? And this is such a profound way to show up in life, because we tend to sort of focus on the problems and we get stuck in this spirit of problem instead of opening to the spirit of solution, opening to the spirit of opportunity. So I'm going to share this one of, I love to share quotes as always, and this is something that I love, And it's a Virgil quote. Love conquers all things. Let us, too, surrender to love. And this spirit of surrendering to love, meaning that what if we were to consider that resistance is very much around our resistance to that which is, which ultimately is born in love, because the very spirit, that very kind of wholeness that we can all return to, is born in that loving energy, in that aliveness, in that creative aliveness. And what if it's only our resistance that causes friction, that creates this opposition? And what if we were to instead approach resistance as a real deep invitation, a call to love? Because ultimately, and have a little look-see, kind of shine around in your own life and notice, when you've come from a harsh place, when there's resistance in your life. So whatever that may be, let's say you're dealing with a situation at work, or you're having a challenge in your business or in your relationship at any level. If you come at it with a battle kind of mentality, with a sort of I'm right perspective, with more resistance ultimately, chances are that's not going to go down so well. Whereas, what if we were to invite the possibility of whatever the resistance is, to open the space to allow, to invite us instead to recognize where we may soften, where may we instead drop more into our own hearts, to have the compassion, to have the perspective open, to recognize maybe there is another way, to join with instead of oppose. What might that look like? Because when we're operating from the energy of our hearts instead of that resistant energy that resides more in the ego mind, we open to possibility, we connect, we can transmute, we can transform. This is the very power of that love. When we surrender and go with the flow as opposed to resisting it, we open to an infinite resource, an aliveness, an energy stream that is so much greater than we. And when we open to and we cooperate with, we can dance, we can co-create. We can actually really power up with that incredible life force energy that moves the tides, that shines the sun, that is the very rhythm of our being. We can go with the flow. Surrender isn't giving up. Surrender is opening to, it's letting go, it's releasing, it's trusting, it's inviting the possibility that whatever it is that we may be resisting is actually the very invitation to deepen your truth, to open to what is wanting to reveal itself through you. That oceanic aliveness, that pulse, that rhythm, that power, that presence that lives as the heart of you is what's wanting to move through. And that renewal is being prompted by whatever resistance you're feeling. So my invitation to you for today is pay attention to where resistance shows up. Drop into that gorgeous heart that you are, that beautiful heart of aliveness, that well of love, that stream, that source within you. And soften into your truth and see where you can instead show up as love. How can you communicate? How can you express? How can you be vulnerable? How can you trust? How can you reach and come from that loving aliveness that lives within you, that you may reach and connect with that loving aliveness in whatever the situation is that is calling you, no matter how challenging it may be? When we come from love, we reach the center of love and we expand into that co-creative possibility. That is the very key to renewal. That is the very rebirth that we're all being called to, that lives within us. We can do it over and over and over again. We never do it wrong. There's always opportunity to step into that call to love, to breathe into our truth. So with this, I invite you to embrace your resistance as the key to your renewal, to step into that love, that call to love that you are. I will be back with you. I've got gorgeous luminaries joining me in the coming weeks. Check out all the archives. I love each and every one of you. I am so grateful to have you with us. Share the love. Pass it on. Come and see and share with us online, and we will be with you next Tuesday on Sunny Side Up.